The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
It's the Burt Show.
This is a story that we're sort of chewing over right now.
That's right. In Bedford County, Tennessee, they are now launching an investigation into a woman who lives there, and she had adopted a child from Russia, a 7-year-old boy from Russia. And it was last week that apparently she had had enough because he had some behavioral issues. One of the listener, Burt Show listeners let us know the details of that, which was he threatened to kill the family. He threatened to burn down the house. So he was not an easy child. And so she decided that she would put him on a plane by himself back to Russia with a note that says that they no longer wanted him.
All right, Jade wants to tell us that this is a little more common than we know. Hey, Jade, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I was calling to let you know, unfortunately, this is really, really common. It's not something that's unheard of when you're doing adoption. When you're doing adoption, because my family's been dealing with this since I was a little girl, adopting in foster care. And when you're doing it, they do ask you what you want. So your scenario, Bert, was a good one. They ask you what you want, age, what you're looking for. And they try to fit that. But it's very common for them to sometimes lie or stretch the truth or not give you everything because there's so many kids that need home.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. But, like, my grandmother adopted 2 boys. And my grandmother has been doing foster care since I was a little girl, 8 years old. And the only reason she adopted these 2 is because they never knew their mother. Okay, long story short, at the end, these boys had tried to burn down my grandmother's house, tried to kill my grandmother, and just were, because she was older, started trying to overpower her. And you have to realize, I understand the passion in the other women in the room, but you have to realize these kids go through so much. So by age 8, you know, it's stuff that we would never, if we raise our kids in loving, nurturing homes, that we would never put our kids through. Mm-hmm. But there's so much stuff. You mean abuse, and I just don't want to get into it because it's too early in the morning, but it's just so much stuff that the worst that you could possibly imagine. And they just get shipped from place to place to place.
Ships.
Although this woman did this, I don't agree with how she did it.
Right.
But I can completely understand saying, whoa, this is a bit much for my family. This is not what I was looking for.
All right, let's focus on the one thing that Jay did tell us right there, though, because in our scenario, this is really the debatable part that's so passionate. So what she said there is the adoption agency sometimes will stretch the truth or they'll forget from time to time to tell you 1 or 2 things about the child to get the child into a home and out of foster care. So for our debate, let's just say that the adoption agency, the fostering agency, knew about the behavioral problems. Look, we can create a whole bunch of different scenarios, autism, perhaps, whatever. And didn't tell the adopted family. The debate here is, once you get that child and you realize that the child had pre-existing conditions that they didn't tell you about, is it right for you to just call them back up and go, this is not what you told us?
Now, I want to say...
And send the child back.
From using the scenario that I'm defending, because I think there are scenarios where you can send that child back. If you are working with children who are in the foster program, I think there is an expectation, and this is not a knock on foster kids, you know, for a lack of another way to describe them, but children who are in the foster program, I think that that requires a level of understanding and a level of patience, knowing that they've probably had a tough time of it.
They have had a hard time.
Yes. So I'm talking about a situation where – I'm talking about this exact situation where it's a Russian adoption agency who provided a description of a child that was not accurate.
If the child landed, Tracy, and was blind and couldn't hear.
I think when you have made a commitment to adopt a child, it's a human being. We're not talking about a tractor from Lowe's. We're not talking about a product. You are not buying something. You have made a commitment to get a human being. So at that point, it's not the child's fault that the adoption agency misrepresented them. You have signed the papers. You made that commitment. At that point, you are that baby's or that child, however old they are, you are their parents. It is not their fault and it is not their problem that an organization or an agency that coordinated this whole thing misrepresented that child. Like, you made the commitment. You handled the situation how you would if your 9-year-old biological child started having these issues.
So mentally, you are the parent as soon as that baby lands mentally.
And if you're not prepared to make that commitment when you sign those papers, then don't do it. Don't even go into the process. You have to assume that... I mean, make the assumption that they're going to be misrepresented.
Why would you make that? Why would you make that assumption? Like, let's say you have a situation where there's a child that requires around-the-clock care, whether it's whatever the situation is. You've just adopted an unhealthy child, but you have two of your own that are healthy, and it's going to require one parent to quit. It's going to require one parent to quit their job. So you have a conversation with your spouse. You and Scott have a conversation, and you decide, hey, you know what? We have room in our home and room in our bank accounts and room in our heart to bring in another child to this family. And, you know, and you call the adoption agency and you say, we want, you know, whatever. And they don't tell you that that child requires some sort of specialized care that will affect the way you care for Ella and affect the relationship that you have with Scott and will damage your family.
Jen's not buying this either.
I agree. Then don't even open yourself up to that potential. Because you know what? If I have, right now I have Ella, and our house is pretty, it runs pretty smoothly right now. And in a couple years, we might want to open ourselves up to the possibility of having another child biologically. Or we could adopt. Who knows? But... that's a risk that you take when you open yourself up to parenthood. But like, I might not get an easy child.
Hold on, Jen wants in on this too.
I still think it's a human being and it's a soul and it's an innocent child who it's no fault of their own. And I think that it's still your kid. I think when you sign up for the process, regardless of how that, you know, agency, you know, withheld information from you or not, or how it's going to affect your family, you signed up for adoption. It's your child. It's a life. That's a human being. It's a soul.
Here's Savannah. Good morning, Savannah. You are part of the Burt Show.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning. Morning.
I just think it's ridiculous to say that if an adoption agency is knowingly dishonest with you, that you should just be expected to absorb that completely. I think it's unacceptable. Yeah, you have the argument that this is a human being, and I think the woman with the... child she adopted from Russia, I think that's probably an extreme case, and I'm sure other people experience extreme cases too, but the fact is that you go sign papers because you're willing to open up your family to another child that needs a home, but it's not okay for them to just send you a child saying, well, this is what you're getting, and it's not what you're getting. The fact is that you're signing a contract.
The debate here really is, when does motherhood start then when you're adopting a child? Does motherhood start as soon as you sign the papers or as soon as the childhood arrives? Because what you're saying is, once you sign the papers and you're accepted, doesn't matter, you're a mom at this point, that is your child, there's no turning back.
We're debating this case, and at this point, the child had already arrived, and she sent the baby back at that point. I mean, this is not a product. You made the commitment to be this child's parents. It's not like, yes, did the adoption agency do something wrong? Of course they did. They lied, they misrepresented, but we're not talking about a tractor, we're talking about a child, and you are that child's parents now.
What if the child showed up a different race? Is that enough?
That's what I was gonna say.
I mean, is that enough to send the child back? Like, Jeff, like, you've got your whitey white bread family and you're going to adopt one child and you think that that child is going to be a white kid from California. But guess what? You get a 6-month-old Asian little girl.
My opinion is that...
or you get a 6-month-old black little boy. Is it okay to send it back?
My opinion is that if you are working with an adoption agency... and you are told that you are being delivered one thing and you receive something else, you have a right to go back to that adoption agency and accuse them of fraud and return the product.
Jeff is looking at this more business like. You guys are looking at it
that's
more.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, an eight-year-old child knows that it's being sent back. An 8-year-old child knows. A 10-year-old child knows. A 5-year-old child knows. The thing that I think that if you were anybody going that goes through adoption knows you sit and you wait. I mean, it is a long process in order to adopt a child, and it's a very expensive process to adopt a child. And my concern is if you know you're adopting a child and you want a child that is older, who is aware of what's going on, we're not talking about an infant, we're talking about a child that knows what's going on, then you have to know that that child, and I'm going to say it, has behavioral problems, because all that child has ever known is that it's not wanted.
Abandoned.
And I got to say that I don't think in my heart of hearts I could ever contribute to furthering letting that child know you were not good enough, you were not wanted, I am sending you back. I could not do it. No,
I feel like do it. I feel like the national anthem should be playing behind you right now.
But I'm just saying, I mean, I just think that if people researched and looked into the foster care system, because okay, one story that I remember from my friend from years ago, she was in the foster care system, and it's not just parents, it's not just people in their family. She was in the foster care system here in Atlanta, Georgia. And she would go to school, and the school system would send the foster kids home before they took annual pictures. So she was never in a yearbook because she was a foster child. So it's everybody in that child's world telling it, you are not good enough. And it's a shame that people would be willing participants in letting that kid further know that.
Angela, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show.
First, let me say amen to Melissa. Second, it's y'all are talking like it's a Mel or Bride thing. She has to go over and meet the child. They don't send the child to her. She actually has to go over and pick up the child. Mm-hmm. And you have to spend a few days with the child to decide if that's the child you want. So she knew what she was getting. As far as behavioral problems, I was adopted when I was 3. I was a perfect little angel until a year later, and I went ballistic. So there's no guarantee on a child. It's a human being. One day your child could be fantastically normal, and the next day they could be out of control.
But that's not Jeff's debate.
That's your child. Yeah. When you sign that paperwork, you are mom or you are dad.
That's not the debate, though, that we're having. What Jeff is saying is your child product is faulty before it leaves the factory, he's saying.
And I'll use Jen's example. She used race, but that's polarizing because every time you say race, it becomes polarizing. But if you have a family with 3 sons in it and you don't want to risk having a 4th son, you want a daughter, and you go to an adoption agency and you say, I want a daughter, and something happens and what arrives is a boy.
Then you have a boy.
And when my do
you
opinion? Too?
Oh, absolutely.
You keep it no matter what it comes. You keep it.
It's a being. They've got feelings. So bad about myself.
Let's not make it 8 years old.
If it's eight days old.
Let's make it 1 day old, and you go into the adoption agency and points through the nursery.
Still,
there's your son. Why wouldn't you say, we don't want a son?
But you know what you're getting. You have to go meet the child
No,
first.
It's 1 day old. It was just
it
born.
We don't agree with you, Jeff. I mean, as simple as we don't agree with you.
You're
you
know the
what we
parent can do. To a child, not a purchaser of a product. I mean, people adopt babies and infants from teenagers all the time who are giving their babies up for adoption. They don't get to see what their product is before they get it.
A whole bunch of you guys wanted to comment on this, and we just don't have time. So what we'll do is we'll link on over to the story from our website at Q100Atlanta.com, and we have a comment section there. And you guys can do what you want right there. All right. And again, I apologize for the mature debate on the show.
Here, Burt Show.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week. And you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.